Chapter 12 Pastimes with Sriman Mahaprabhu. In his early divine pastimes, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was known as Nimai Pandit. At that time, he played in a most charming manner in Sri Navadvip Dham while keeping his real nature hidden. When he went to Gaya on the pretext of offering Shraddh, means oblation, to his deceased father, he accepted initiation from Sri Ishwarpuri. Thus, Nimai the scholar became Nimai the devotee. Previously, he had behaved like a restless and proud scholar. Due to the influence of his internal deluding potency, the Vaishnav did not understand his glories and would advise him to do bhajan. Some Vaishnavs even tried to avoid him. Because Nimai does not perform bhajan, they thought, he will just waste our time in useless arguments. Yet upon his returning from Gaya, it was evident that his nature had undergone a complete transformation. The words Krishna, Krishna flowed continuously from his mouth, and streams of tears flowed from his eyes like the Ganga and the Yamuna rivers. Stricken by pangs of extreme separation, he would sometimes call out, O Krishna, O Lord of my life, where have you gone, leaving me behind? He would then loudly lament and fall to the ground unconscious. Seeing the Lord's state, all the Vaishnavs headed by Srivas Pandit, Sri Advaitacharya and Srila Haridas Thakur came under his shelter. It was then that the Lord began to manifest Harinam Sankirtan, the religion of the current age, Yuga Dharma, within this world. In the beginning, the Lord would relish this chanting exclusively with devotees behind closed doors in Srivas Pandit's home, finding Sri Nityananda Prabhu. One day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu indirectly told the devotees of Sri Nityananda Prabhu's arrival in Navadvip. Today I had an extraordinary dream, he said, wherein an exalted personality told me, I am your brother, we shall get to know each other tomorrow. I told all of you earlier that we would soon receive the darshan of a great personality. Chala Haridas, Chala Srivas Pandit, Chaha Giya Dekhi, Ke Aisa Kon Bhita, Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhyakhand, 3.160. Go Haridas, you also go, Srivas Pandit, find out which great personality has come and where he is. On the order of Sriman Mahaprabhu, the two Mahabhagavas happily searched everywhere in Navadvip for this great personality, saying to one another, it seems Lord Sankarshan has come. Ananda vival duhu chahiya bedai, til arth dekh udeshya kothau nahi pai. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhyakhand, 3.163. Exhilarated, they continued searching everywhere, but found not the slightest indication of a new person's arrival. When Srila Haridas Thakur and Srivas Pandit found no one, despite searching throughout Navadvip for 3 praharas, means 9 hours, they returned to the Lord. We found no one with the characteristics you described, they humbly submitted. We look in the homes of the Vaishnavas, in the ashrams of renunciates, in the homes of ordinary householders, and even in the homes of atheists antagonistic to the devotees, yet we were unsuccessful. Dohar vachan shuni hasi gaurachandra, chale bujaila bada gud nityananda. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat Madhyakhand, 3.168. Sri Gaur Sundar smiled as he heard the account of Srila Haridas Thakur and Srivas Pandit. Through these two eternal associates of his, he cleverly revealed to the entire world that the truth behind Sri Nityananda Prabhu is the most profound mystery. Along with all of his associates, Sriman Mahaprabhu went to the house of Sri Nandanacharya. There he met with Sri Nityananda Prabhu. The deep significance of this pastime is that only a person who has received the mercy of Bhagwan Sri Chaitanya Chandra can obtain the darshan of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, the undivided principle of Sri Guru, Akhand Guru Tattva. Only the dear servants of Sri Chaitanya Dev can, by His mercy, understand the true nature of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. It is impossible for souls bound by Maya to take shelter at the feet of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. One is unable to realize the truth about Nityananda, means Nityananda Tattva, only by the grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercifully form as Chaitya Guru, the Lord in the heart. Sarvatha Shivas Adi Tar Tattva Jane Na Haila Dekha Kon Kautuk Karane Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat Madhya Khand 3.173. In reality, Srila Haridas Thakur and Shivas Pandit knew the truth regarding Sri Nityananda Prabhu very well. Their not being able to receive His darshan should be understood as a special, mysterious pastime arranged by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His performance as a god. One day, Sriman Mahaprabhu told His devotees, "Today, according to the rules of Anka, means one of the 10 types of theatrical performances, I shall dance as a woman. Only those in full control of their senses will be allowed to enter the house to see me dance." The Lord called for Sadashiv and Buddhimant Khan and said, "Collect conch shells, bodices, saris, and ornaments. Arrange for everyone to receive appropriate costumes." Sriman Mahaprabhu then called all the devotees before Him and said, "Gadadhar will dress as Rukmani, and Brahmanand will portray Rukmani's elderly female companion, Suparbhat. And Brahmanand will portray Rukmani's elderly female companion, Suprabhat. Nityananda Prabhu will portray an elderly lady." Footnote: Sri Chaitanya Chandrandre Natak 3.11 states that Sri Nityananda Prabhu came on stage appearing as the elderly ascetic goddess Yogmaya, who is expert in arranging the meetings of Radha and Krishna. Shivas Pandit will play the role of Narad, and Haridas Thakur will dress like a guard and keep everyone alert. In this way, according to Sriman Mahaprabhu's instruction, Srila Haridas Thakur, donning the clothes of a guard, appeared on stage first. He sported a fake mustache, wore a large turban and a beautiful dhoti, and laughed loudly. He called out to everyone, "Oh my brothers, attention! Today, the very soul of the universe will dance as Goddess Lakshmi." With stick in hand, Srila Haridas Thakur ran in all directions. His burly hair stood on end as he roused everyone by chanting Krishna. He proudly called to them, "Worship Krishna, serve Krishna, and chant the names of Krishna." Everyone laughed as they watched him. "Who are you and why have you come here?" they asked. Srila Haridas Thakur replied, "I am the guard of Vaikuntha and I always wander around causing everyone to awaken. The Lord has left Vaikuntha and come here to give everyone prema bhakti to Him. Today He will dance, dressed as Goddess Lakshmi. All of you delight in this prema bhakti most attentively." After speaking thus, Srila Haridas Thakur twirled his mustache with both hands and proceeded to run here and there with Murari Gupta. At that time, both their divine bodies horripilated in prema, for Sri Gaur Chandras enjoyed his pastimes with their bodies. In this way, for the next 7 days, Srila Haridas Thakur played the role of a guard in Sriman Mahaprabhu's theatrical pastimes, giving bliss to Sriman Mahaprabhu and all the devotees. Sri Gaur Sundar's ecstasy of 21 hours. In Shivas Pandit's home, Sri Gaur Sundar once remained immersed in the mood of Supreme Lord for 7 praharas, means 21 hours. He bestowed His mercy upon all the devotees present, as well as darshan of His various incarnations such as Ram, Narsingha and Varaha. He revealed Himself to each devotee as their own worshipful deity, manifesting as Ram for a devotee of Sri Ram and as Narsingha for the devotee of Sri Narsingha. This pastime evidences Sriman Mahaprabhu as the root cause of all incarnations, because He is Brajendra Nandan Shyama Sundar Himself all incarnations manifest only through him. While bestowing mercy upon the devotees, the Lord very affectionately called for Sri Haridas Thakur. "Haridas, behold my form," Mahaprabhu said, manifesting his divine form. Witnessing this, Srila Haridas Thakur became overwhelmed with bhava, spiritual emotion, and he wept, thus melting the Lord's heart. Mahaprabhu said, "Ei mor deh haite, tumi mor bada, tumara je jati, se jati mor dada." Shri Chaitanya Bhagavat Madhya Khand 10.36. "Haridas, your body is superior to mine. I belong to whatever caste you do." In his Gaudiya Bhashya on the above verse, Srila Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur has written, "Shriman Mahaprabhu said to Sri Haridas Thakur, 'Some people considered your non-Hindu body to be inferior to my Brahmin body, but their vision is defective. I can say with full conviction that there is no difference between your caste and mine. Your body is superior to mine in all respects.' Modern Hindus consider their bodies to be superior to those of Yamunas. Intoxicated by pride in their own caste, these atheist Hindus look down on devotees born in other castes, justifying their position with dreadful arguments. Materialists may consider the body of one constantly engaged in serving Bhagavan to belong to a particular caste, but this is offensive. Embodied human beings are always trying to establish their supremacy using Hindu or non-Hindu determinants. They invent these determinants because they are indifferent to the resolute worship of Sri Hari. The sinful Yavanas and so-called pious Hindus establish their supremacy on a worldly basis, but by this they blaspheme the Vaishnavas and traverse the path to hell. They do not meet with auspiciousness. Just as contact with a touchstone transforms iron into gold, bhakti spiritualizes the material body and senses. Those who are blind to the truth cannot realize the inherent nature and identity, sarup of the Vaishnavas. They therefore classify Vaishnavas according to their past material designations, seeing their bodies as bags of flesh and bones, subject to birth and death. Thus they make offenses at the Vaishnava's feet. A devotee's body, which is composed of eternality, knowledge and bliss, Sat Chit Anand, is appropriate for the Lord's service. It manifests of its own accord, whether the devotee resides in Vaikuntha or elsewhere. As bhakti awakens, a devotee's body of five material elements transforms into Sat Chit Anand. The birth and death of such a Vaishnava's body are like the appearance and disappearance of Bhagavan's transcendental body. Those who consider the appearance and disappearance of Bhagavan and his devotees to be like the birth and death of karma-bound living entities never obtain liberation. Instead, they must suffer material miseries again and again. Shriman Mahaprabhu said, "My heart breaks when I remember the horrific torture that the sinful Muslims inflicted upon you. Listen, Haridas, I was truthfully unable to tolerate the atrocities those wretches committed, beating you throughout the marketplaces. With chakra in my hand, I descended from Vaikuntha to cut them all to pieces. Although they were beating you to death, you were not concerned for yourself. Instead, you wanted their well-being. My devotees are so tolerant that instead of retaliating against those who mean them harm, they wish such people auspiciousness. Just as I was about to release my chakra to sever their heads, you began to pray, 'O Lord, if I have even a trace of bhakti to you, then be merciful to them. Please ignore their offenses. These wicked people were trying to torture you to death, yet you simply desired their well-being. Although I was furious, your prayers stopped my hand and I was unable to release my chakra. The wretches showed no signs of stopping. They continuously struck your back with deadly blows. Seeing no other way to protect you, I covered your back with my own body and took the beatings myself. I'm not lying my body still bears the marks. Haridas, I was going to descend much later, but because I could not tolerate the atrocities being committed against you, I had to come early. My Nada, Advaitacharya properly recognized you. Advaita is my special treasure. His service binds me to him in all respects. Bhagwan's love for his devotees. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur is the Vyasa of Sri Chaitanya pastimes. While describing this pastime, he says that there is truly nothing Bhagwan would not do or say to increase his devotees' eminence. Jwalant Anal Prabhu, Bhakt Lagi Khai, Bhakter Kinkar Hai, Apan Ichhai. Sri Chaitanya Bhagwat Madhya Khand 10.48. For the sake of his devotees, the Lord even eats a blazing fire. By his own sweet will, he becomes their servant. Bhakter Mahima Bhai, Dekh Chakshu Bhari, Ki Balila Haridas Prati, Gaur Hari. Sri Chaitanya Bhagwat Madhya Khand 10.51. O brothers, behold the devotee's glories to the full satisfaction of your eyes. Hear what Sri Gaur Sundar said regarding Bhakta Sri Haridas. Hearing such compassionate words from the Lord's lotus mouth, Sri Haridas Thakur fell to the ground unconscious. The Lord then said, Haridas, get up, get up. Behold my form to your heart's full satisfaction. Hearing the Lord's ambrosial words, Srila Haridas Thakur regained consciousness only to immediately become overwhelmed with bhav. He rolled about in the courtyard. He was crying so much, what darshan could he possibly have? Mahaprabhu Sri Gaur Sundar tried to pacify him, but his rapture would not dissipate. Weeping incessantly, Srila Haridas Thakur prayed, O Vishwambhar, O Prabhu, O Jagannath, please be merciful to this sinner. O Lord, how will I be able to describe your pastimes? Society does not see me as a high class or middle class, but as the most fallen. In this world, I possess no good qualities and I am bereft of all virtues. I do not belong to any of the Aryan castes, and therefore, I possess no qualification to describe your qualities. Dekhile patak mor parishale snan mui ki baliba prabhu tomar akhyan. Sri Chaitanya Bhagwat Madhya Khand 10.60. One incurs sin just by seeing me. If someone touches the body of this sinful person, he must bathe. How then can I glorify you? Sri Krishna protects those who remember him. O Lord, you have vowed to never forsake anyone who remembers your lotus feet, even though he may be as insignificant as an insect. And if even a king does not remember your lotus feet, you punish him appropriately. O Lord, your glories are endless. Your quality of mercy knows no limits. Yet I am so unfortunate that I cannot even remember you. When on the order of his elder brother, Duryodhan, Dushasan dragged Draupadi into the royal assembly and tried to disrobe her. Draupadi helplessly cried out to you. Impelled by her remembrance, you swiftly entered her cloth, and by your potency it became limitless. Even then, those sinful people were unable to understand your glories. Once, witches surrounded Parvati Devi and tried to devour her. As soon as the terrified Parvati Devi remembered you, you appeared there to protect her and punish those witches. The wicked Hiranyakashipu tried to kill Prahlad by giving him poison, throwing him in a pit of snakes, burning him in a fire, and binding him to a heavy stone and tossing him in the ocean. But in every instance, you protected Prahlad because he remembered you. The power of remembering you saved the Pandas from the fear of wrath of Durvasa Rishi during their exile to the forest. O Lord, it is not at all surprising that you delivered all these personalities because they were absorbed in remembering you. Most wondrous is your deliverance of Ajamil, who was not even a devotee. There was no sin that he had not committed. In fear of being caught by the Yamadutas, he called out the name of his son Narayan. But when he witnessed the immense might of the Yamadutas coming to take him and saw that his son was incapable of protecting him, he remembered the narrations of your pastimes and characteristics. He uttered Narayan to call his son, but because Bhagwan and his name are inseparable, this chanting freed him from the hands of Yamadutas. When you heard the dying Ajamal fearfully call your name, you dispatched your messengers to save him from the clutches of the Yamadutas. O Lord, although Ajamal remembered you from far away, I cannot remember you at all. I completely lack the ability to remember you, yet you mercifully do not reject me. This shows your causeless mercy. Otherwise, what qualification do I have to even see you? O Lord, please never deprive me of your darshan. This is my only prayer to you. I do not want any benediction besides this. Sriman Mahaprabhu's benediction. Hearing the prayers of Srila Haridas Thakur, the Lord said, Haridas, ask me for a benediction. What do you want? There is nothing I cannot give you. Whatever I have is yours. With folded hands, Srila Haridas Thakur humbly replied, O Lord, I am devoid of good fortune, but I have one great desire in my heart. Tumar charane bhaje je sakal das, tare avashesh jena hai mor gras, se se bhajan mor hau janma janma, se avashesh mor kriya kul dharma. Shri Chaitanya Bhagavat Madhya Khand 10.86-87. May the remnants of your devotees who are always absorbed in serving your lotus feet be my only food. May I become a servant subsisting only on their remnants. I do not want liberation. I only desire to be the servants of the Vaishnavas birth after birth. May accepting your devotees' remnants be my main engagement. May I only live within the society of Vaishnavas birth after birth and adopt the dharma of honoring the remnants. O Lord, please bless me to never be deviated by the desires of those who revere the formal Vedic instructions and who accept Vedic ritualistic activities as their prescribed duties. Such formal Vedic injunctions only nourishes our worldly false ego and are secondary. Our primary duty is to accept the remnants of the Vaishnavas. Tumar smaranahin paap janma mor safal karah das vachishth diyathor. Shri Chaitanya Bhagavat Madhya Khand 10.88. My sinful life is devoid of remembrance of you. Please make it successful by gifting the remnants of your servants. I am very proud. So please benedict me with the rare treasure of humility, to be humbler than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree, and undesiring of honor, yet ready to honor all others. I know that I have no qualification to achieve this. Although even personalities like Lord Brahma seek the rare treasure of the Vaishnava's remnants, I also desire them. I have thus committed an offense. O Lord, O Master, O Vishwambhar, although I am alive, I am as good as dead. I have no intelligence. Please forgive my impertinence. Sachir Nandan Bap Kripa Karo More Kukur Kariya More Rakho Bhakti Ghare. Shri Chaitanya Bhagavat Madhya Khand 10.91. O Sachinandan, O Prabhu, please be merciful to me and make me a dog in the house of your devotee. As a landlord keeps pets like dogs to guard his house and rewards them with remnants of his food, please keep me in the house of a Vaishnava as a part of Krishna's household and let me take their remnants. With these words, Srila Haridas Thakur became filled with prema bhakti. Although repeatedly petitioning the Lord in a most humble mood, he remained unsatisfied. Prabhu bale, shuno shuno mor Haridas, Diva seko je tomar sange kailavas, tilardako tumi jar sange kah katha, से अवश्य अमा पावे नाही के अन्यथा। श्री चैतन्य भागवत मध्यखंड 10.93-94। श्रीमन महाप्रभु सेड, माय डियर हरिदास, हियर मी नाउ। यू आर द ग्रेटेस्ट पर्सनैलिटी इन दिस वर्ल्ड। If you mercifully speak with someone for a moment, or if they stay with you for even a day, in the mood of a servant, they are sure to gain service to my lotus feet. There is not even the slightest bit of doubt in this. Tumar je kare shraddha, se kare amare, nirantra thaki ami tumar sharire. Tumi hen sevak, amar thakural, tumi mor hide, bandila sarvakal. श्री चैतन्य भागवत मध्य खंड 10.95-96। वन हु रिवर्स यू वेयरली रिवर्स मी, फॉर आई कॉन्स्टेंटली लिव विद इन योर बॉडी। इट इज इन डीड सर्वेंट्स लाइक यू हु एस्टैब्लिश माई सुप्रीमेसी बाय योर डीप एब्जॉर्प्शन इन श्री हरिस ट्रांसडेंटल रस। यू हैव बाउंड मी विद इन योर हार्ट एवर लास्टिंगली। मूव्ड बाय श्री हरिदास ठाकुर्स हम्बल प्रेयर्स एंड लविंग डिवोशनल मूड्स, The Lord said, मोर स्थाने मोर सर्व वैष्णव स्थाने बिना अपराधे भक्ति दिला तोर दाने। श्री चैतन्य भागवत मध्य खंड 10.97। ओ हरिदास, आई अवॉर्ड यू द क्वालिफिकेशन टू परफॉर्म भजन। नेवर ऑन एनी डे शैल यू कमिट एन ऑफेंस टू मी और टू एनी वैष्णव। दस बींग फ्री फ्रॉम ऑफेंसेस, Continue to cultivate exclusive devotional service to Shri Krishna and follow His devotees. You have made no offense to me, nor to any Vaishnava, and therefore, I bestow upon you the propensity to serve Shri Krishna. Shri Krishna is attained through love alone. After hearing Mahaprabhu give Srila Haridas such a benediction, all the Vaishnavas blissfully chanted, Hari Hari. जाति कुल क्रिया धन किछु नहीं करे, प्रेम धन आरती बिना ना बाय कृष्ण रे। जेते कुल वैष्णव जन्म केना नाही, तथापि सर्वोत्तम सर्व शास्त्र कहे। श्री चैतन्य भागवत मध्य खंड 10.99-100। बर्थ इन अ हाई कास्ट एंड नोबल फैमिली, पायस डीड्स एंड वेल्थ, दीज आर ऑल इनसिग्निफिकेंट, for they cannot help one attain Shri Krishna. One cannot attain Shri Krishna without the wealth of prema or the intense desire to attain Him. No matter what family a Vaishnava is born into, he is always in the topmost position. All the scriptures proclaim this fact. Love for Shri Krishna, Krishna prema, is the eternal, topmost goal for the living entities. When a person becomes qualified for that love, no worldly inferiority or deficiency, such as poverty, ugliness, or lack of intelligence, can impede him. E tare praman yavan haridas, brahmadira durlab dekhila prakash, je papisht vaishnarve jati buddhi kare, janma janma adham yonite dubi mare, haridas tuti var shuni jai jan, avashya milive tare, कृष्ण प्रेम धन। ए वचन मोर नहीं सर्व शास्त्र कहे, भक्त अख्याने सुने ले कृष्णे ते भक्ति है। महाभक्त हरिदास ठाकुर जय जय, हरिदास स्मरणे सर्व पाप कहे। श्री चैतन्य भागवत मध्य खंड 10.101-105। द प्रूफ ऑफ दिस इज श्री हरिदास ठाकुर, हु अपियर्ड इन अ नॉन हिंदू फैमिली। He witnessed the manifestation of Sriman Mahaprabhu, a privilege that is difficult to attain even for one as great as Brahma. That sinner who considered that a Vaishnava belongs to a particular caste or creed suffers in the lowest species of life, birth after birth. That person who hears the prayers of Sri Haridas Thakur and the benediction Sriman Mahaprabhu gave him will certainly obtain the treasure of Krishna Prema. These are not my words, rather all the scriptures declare that one attains Krishna Bhakti by hearing about the character and pastimes of devotees. All glories to the great devotee Shri Haridas Thakur. Remembering him vanquishes all one's sinful reactions. Great souls desire his association. Keha bale chatur mukha jain haridas, keha bale parladire jain prakash, sarvamate maha bhagavat haridas, chaitanya goshtir sange jahar vilas. Brahma shiv haridas hin bhakta sanga, nirvadhi karite chittir badaranga. Haridas parshe vancha kare devagan, ganga o vanchane haridayas majjan. Sparshe ki dai, dekhile haridas, chinde sarvajivar anadi karma pash. Palad jehena daita, kapi hanuman, eimat haridas, nich jati nam. Shri Chaitanya Bhagavat Madhyakhand 10.106-211. Some say that Srila Haridas Thakur is four-headed Brahma, while others claim that he is a manifestation of Shri Prahlad. Yet everyone agrees that Srila Haridas Thakur, who affectionately engaged in pastimes with Sriman Mahaprabhu's associates, is the most exalted devotee, Mahabhagavat. Lord Brahma, the grandfather of all the planets, and Lord Shiva, the destroyer of everything, always desired the association of devotees like Srila Haridas Thakur. The demigods hanker for Srila Haridas Thakur's touch, and Ganga Devi, the deliverer of fallen souls, wants him to bathe in her waters. But to speak of touching him, merely seeing Srila Haridas Thakur cuts to pieces the jiva's beginningless karmic bondage. Just as Sri Prahlad is a demon and Hanuman a monkey in name only, Srila Haridas Thakur is a low-class yavan in name only.